Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into something that might sound a little scary, DDoS attacks. But don't worry, we're going to break it down and make it easy to understand and really give you the tools to protect yourself, especially if you're running a WordPress website. Our source material today is an article called Five Tips to Safeguard Your WordPress Site from DDoS Attacks. And we're going to be extracting some actionable insights from that article.
Sounds good.
So you can feel empowered and confident in keeping your site safe,
Yeah,
or at
definitely.
least understanding the risks involved.
For sure.
One of the things I found really interesting about this is that DDoS attacks can target anyone. I mean, even giants like Wikipedia and Sprint have been
Oh,
victims.
yeah.
So this is something that we all need to be aware of.
Absolutely. It's a serious threat.
Okay, so before we jump into the, those five tips from the article, let's just take a step back and like define what a DDoS attack actually is. What's going on like behind the scenes when one of these attacks is happening?
Okay, so imagine like a popular restaurant
Okay.
and it's suddenly flooded with thousands of phone calls
Right.
all at once, like placing orders, but nobody actually intends to pick up the food.
Oh, wow.
Right? So the restaurant's phone lines are completely jammed up.
Yeah.
Legitimate customers can't get through,
Right.
and the whole system just grinds to a halt.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like that with a DDoS attack.
Okay.
Basically, the server gets overwhelmed with a massive amount of traffic from tons of different sources, and it makes the website inaccessible.
So it's like a coordinated, digital mob trying to shut down your online business.
Yeah, you could think of it that way.
And I'm guessing the fallout from something like that can be pretty rough.
Yeah, it can be really devastating.
Yeah.
We're talking about, downtime, of course.
Right.
You're losing revenue, potential damage to your reputation.
Oh,
It
wow.
could be a real nightmare for website owners.
That's enough to make anyone prioritize security.
Right.
So let's get into those five tips.
Sure.
The first one being choosing a web hosting service carefully. And I have a feeling there's more to this than just going with like the cheapest option out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for.
Right.
It's kind of like building a house. You wouldn't cut corners on the foundation.
Right.
Your hosting service is the foundation of your website.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So a secure hosting provider will offer robust security features, things like firewalls, malware detection,
Okay.
and a good track record of handling DDoS attacks.
So they've been there, done that, they know what to do.
Exactly. And it's not just about the technology either.
Okay.
Look for providers who are transparent about their security measures
Okay.
and who offer like reliable customer support in case you need help navigating a tricky situation.
Yeah, so it's like having a security system and like a responsive team on call if you need them. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The second tip is to implement a firewall. Now, I know firewalls are a common security measure, but I was hoping you could explain how they work specifically in the context of websites and DDoS attacks.
Sure.
What kind of firewall is going to be the most effective?
Well, you can think of a firewall as kind of a security guard for your website. It's filtering traffic and blocking anything that looks suspicious. Now, for DDoS protection, you're going to want what's called a Web Application Firewall,
Okay, a WARF.
or WAF.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it specifically analyzes incoming traffic for application layer attacks,
Okay.
which are attacks that target vulnerabilities in your website's code.
Gotcha.
And while it won't stop every single attack,
Right.
it acts as an early warning system
Okay.
and gives you valuable information about the source of the attack and what kind of attack it is.
So it's not just a brute force shield, it's more like an intelligent filter that's analyzing traffic patterns and identifying potential threats.
Exactly. And that analysis can also be really useful for your hosting provider
Okay.
or even law enforcement if you need to investigate the attack further.
Gotcha. So you have that data to work with.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's move on to tip number three.
Sure.
Leverage a content delivery network or a CDN.
Right.
This one sounds interesting.
Yeah.
How does a CDN actually help protect against DDoS attacks?
Okay, so imagine having copies of your website stored on multiple servers
Okay.
all over the world.
Got it.
That's essentially what a CDN does.
Okay.
It distributes your website content, making it accessible from all these different locations.
Okay.
So if one server is under attack,
Right.
the others can pick up the slack and ensure that your website stays online.
So it's like having a backup system, but it's more than that, right? Because the traffic is distributed, it makes it harder for attackers to overwhelm any single server.
Exactly. And a CDN can also improve your website's performance
Oh, wow.
for legitimate users by caching content closer to their location.
Okay.
So that means faster loading times.
Right.
And just like a better user experience, even under normal circumstances.
So it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Boosting security and performance.
For sure.
I'm starting to see why this is considered like a crucial step mm-hmm. in DDoS protection.
Yeah.
All right. On to tip number four. Keep your plugins updated.
Okay.
This seems pretty straightforward.
Right.
But I'm guessing there's a deeper reason why it's so important for security.
You're right. It might seem basic, but outdated plugins are actually one of the most common vulnerabilities that hackers exploit.
Really?
Think of it like this.
Okay.
Each plugin is like a little door into your website.
Okay.
If it's not properly secured with the latest updates, it's like leaving that door wide open.
Oh, wow.
For attackers to just sneak right in.
So even a small oversight can have major consequences.
Absolutely. And regularly updating your plugins.
Mm-hmm.
Your themes and your core WordPress software
is
like patching those holes in your defenses and keeping your site secure.
So that's definitely going on my to-do list.
Good.
The final tip focuses on website maintenance and backups.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of sounds like the ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure approach to website security.
You're exactly right.
What are some of the key things that people should be focusing on in terms of maintenance?
Well, think of website maintenance like regular car maintenance.
Okay.
You wouldn't drive your car for years without an oil change or a tune-up.
Right.
Regular maintenance helps identify and address potential issues
mm-hmm.
before they become major problems.
Okay.
One key aspect is regularly scanning for malware and vulnerabilities.
Okay.
Think of it like checking for leaks in your pipes.
Right.
Another crucial aspect is backing up your website regularly.
Okay, so if something does go wrong, you have a restore point to get back online quickly.
Exactly.
But how often should people be backing up their site?
That really depends on how often you update your site.
Okay.
If you're constantly adding new content, daily backups might be necessary. But even for less active sites, weekly backups are a good starting point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've covered those five tips. Choosing secure hosting, implementing a firewall, leveraging a CDN, keeping plugins updated, and prioritizing maintenance and backups.
Yeah.
Those are some great actionable steps.
For sure.
But I have a feeling there's more to the story.
Yeah.
What else should we be thinking about when it comes to safeguarding our websites from these attacks?
Well, those tips are really essential.
Right.
But they're just the foundation.
Okay.
We need to kind of zoom out and think about the bigger picture of cybersecurity.
Okay, I'm all ears. What's next?
Well, cybersecurity is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time fix.
Right.
Hackers are constantly evolving their tactics.
Mm-hmm.
So staying informed about emerging threats is really crucial.
So we can't just set it and forget it.
No.
We need to like actively stay ahead of the game.
Exactly.
What are some resources or strategies for, you know, staying informed about those evolving threats?
There are tons of resources available.
Okay.
You know, security blogs, forums, even podcasts like this one can keep you updated on the latest trends.
Yeah.
And don't underestimate the power of just simple Google searches.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you encounter something unfamiliar.
Right.
Just take a few minutes to research it.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little bit of curiosity and research can go a long way.
Absolutely.
In preventing major headaches down the road.
For sure.
But let's talk about the motivation for a minute.
Okay.
We briefly touched on the fact that some of these attacks are financially motivated.
Right.
What does that look like in practice?
Imagine this. It's Black Friday.
Okay.
Your online store is buzzing with shoppers.
Yeah.
And suddenly your website crashes.
Oh.
You're losing sales every minute.
Right.
Then you get an email.
Okay.
A hacker is holding your website hostage.
Oh, wow.
Demanding a ransom to stop the attack.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's a scary situation.
I can see how the pressure to pay up would be immense in that situation.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's a tough call.
Yeah.
Law enforcement typically advises against paying ransoms.
Right.
Because it just encourages further criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
But every situation is unique.
Right.
You need to weigh the cost of downtime against the risks of giving in to demands.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no guarantee the attackers will actually stop, even if you pay.
So it's a high-stakes gamble.
It is.
And it's probably wise to involve security experts
mm-hmm.
and potentially law enforcement in that decision-making process.
Yeah, for sure.
It sounds like the best strategy is to really focus on prevention.
Right.
Making your site a less appealing target in the first place.
Absolutely. A strong defense is your best offense in the world of cybersecurity.
Speaking of evolving tactics, you mentioned that these attacks are becoming more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like compared to those brute force attacks we discussed earlier?
Okay, so remember that restaurant analogy?
Yeah.
A brute force attack is like flooding the phone lines with calls. But a more sophisticated attack might target specific vulnerabilities.
Okay.
In the restaurant's ordering system, disrupting service without necessarily overwhelming the entire system.
So it's a more targeted and potentially more effective approach.
Exactly.
What can website owners do to protect themselves from these kinds of attacks?
Well, the steps we discussed earlier, firewalls, CDNs, keeping software updated, they all play a role.
Okay.
But it's also about being selective with what you add to your site.
Okay.
Choose plugins and themes from reputable developers who prioritize security, do your research, read reviews, and make sure you're not introducing unnecessary vulnerabilities.
That makes sense. It's like being mindful of who you give the keys to your house.
Exactly.
Okay, let's shift gears for a minute.
Sure.
Talk about something I think a lot of listeners might be wondering.
Okay.
How do you know if your website is under attack?
Right.
What are the warning signs?
There are a few red flags to look out for.
Okay.
One of the most obvious is a sudden drop in website performance.
Okay.
If your site becomes very slow or unresponsive, that's a potential sign.
So if it's taking forever to load pages,
right,
or you're getting those dreaded error messages.
Exactly.
That could be a sign that something's up.
Yeah.
What else should we be looking for?
Keep an eye on your website analytics.
Okay.
If you see a massive surge in traffic coming from a single source or an unfamiliar location, that could be a sign.
Ah, so it's like a sudden influx of unexpected visitors.
Yeah.
But not the kind you want.
Exactly.
Are there any other telltale signs?
Intermittent outages.
Okay.
Where your website goes down for brief periods and then comes back up can also be a sign.
Okay.
And of course, if you're hearing from users that they can't access your website, that's a clear red flag.
Yeah. So it's a combination of technical indicators and real world feedback from users.
Right.
But let's say you've confirmed that your website is under attack. What are the immediate steps you should take?
The first thing you should do is contact your hosting provider.
Okay.
They have the tools and expertise to help mitigate the attack, maybe by filtering traffic or rerouting it to a different server.
So they're your first line of defense in this situation.
Exactly. While you're waiting for their assistance, make sure your CDN is activated and properly configured.
Right. Like that digital safety net we discussed earlier.
Exactly. It can help absorb some of that attack traffic.
Okay. Are there any other steps you can take while you wait for professional help?
Check your firewall logs if you have one.
Okay.
See if you can identify the source of the attack. That information can be helpful for your hosting provider.
Right.
And potentially for law enforcement.
So it's about gathering as much intel as possible, even in the midst of the chaos.
Exactly. And this is where those backups become crucial.
Okay.
If the attack causes significant damage, you may need to restore your website from a backup.
It's like hitting the reset button, going back to a safe point before the attack.
Precisely. And don't forget the importance of communication.
Right.
If your website is down, you need to keep your stakeholders informed.
Uh-huh.
Let your customers, your employees, and anyone else who needs to know that you're aware of the issue and you're working to resolve it.
Transparency is key in a crisis.
Absolutely.
It builds trust and manages expectations.
For sure.
So it's a combination of technical mitigation, communication, and potentially involving law enforcement.
Right.
All while trying to keep a cool head under pressure.
It's a challenging situation, but being prepared and taking those steps can help you weather the storm.
Okay. That's a lot of information to process.
It is.
If you had to boil it down to three key takeaways for our listeners, what would they be?
First, invest in secure hosting.
Okay.
Don't skimp on the foundation of your online presence.
So quality over bargain basement prices when it comes to hosting.
Exactly.
What's the second key takeaway?
Build a multi-layered defense system.
Okay.
Don't rely on just one security measure.
Uh-huh.
Combine a firewall, a CDN, regular software updates, and strong passwords.
It's like having multiple locks on your door, making it much harder for intruders to get in.
Exactly.
And the final takeaway?
Have a plan. Don't wait until you're under attack to figure out what to do.
Right.
Know who to contact, how to communicate, and how to restore your website from backups.
Be prepared like a digital Boy Scout.
Yeah.
That's great advice.
Nice.
Now, before we wrap up this section, I want to touch on something we haven't talked about much.
Okay.
The human element of cybersecurity.
Right.
I have a feeling we're not always our own best advocates when it comes to online security.
You're absolutely right. Human error is often a factor in security breaches.
So what are some common mistakes people make that can increase their vulnerability to these attacks or other cyber threats?
One of the biggest mistakes is using weak passwords, or even worse, reusing the same password across multiple accounts.
Right, that's like using the same key for your car and your office.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
And then there's the classic mistake of clicking on suspicious links or opening attachments from unknown senders.
So those phishing emails that try to trick you into giving up personal information,
mm-hmm.
those are still a major threat.
Absolutely. Phishing attacks are constantly evolving, becoming more sophisticated and harder to spot.
It's like a digital game of cat and mouse.
It is.
Are there any other common pitfalls we should be aware of?
One that often gets overlooked is neglecting software updates.
Okay.
We talked about this in the context of plugins, but it applies to all your software, your operating system, your browser, everything.
So those update notifications, mm-hmm. those aren't just suggestions. They're essential security patches.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Hackers are constantly looking for weaknesses in software.
Right.
When they find one, they exploit it.
Uh-huh.
Software updates often include fixes for those vulnerabilities.
Right.
So staying up to date is crucial.
Okay, that's a great reminder. So we've covered a lot of ground today, from demystifying DDoS attacks to understanding their potential impact and exploring those actionable steps to protect our websites.
Right.
We've even touched on the human element and some common mistakes to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
What are your final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, cybersecurity can seem daunting,
yeah.
but it doesn't have to be overwhelming.
Right.
Start with the basics.
Okay.
Secure hosting a strong password.
Mm.
Regular updates,
mm-hmm.
build from there, adding layers of protection like a firewall and a CDN.
Okay.
And remember, knowledge is power. The more you understand about the threats, the better equipped you'll be to defend yourself.
That's great advice. It's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly.
But before we wrap up completely, I want to touch on something we briefly mentioned earlier.
Okay.
The ethical implications of these attacks, mm-hmm. as these attacks become more sophisticated and easier to launch, what are the broader consequences for society?
That's a crucial question. DDoS attacks can disrupt essential services, silence dissenting voices, and erode trust in online platforms.
Wow.
Imagine a hospital's website being taken down during an emergency or a journalist being prevented from publishing a critical story.
Yeah.
The potential for harm is significant.
It's a sobering thought. It's not just about protecting our own websites.
Right.
It's about safeguarding the digital landscape we all share.
Exactly. We need to have a conversation about the ethical use of these powerful tools and the potential consequences of their misuse.
Right.
It's a collective responsibility.
Well said. The internet has become such an integral part of our lives.
It has.
It's our town square, our marketplace, our library.
Mm.
We need to protect it not just from technical threats, but also from those who would use technology to cause harm or stifle dissent.
I completely agree. It's about fostering a digital environment where everyone feels safe and empowered to connect, create, and share their voices.
That's a great note to end on, a digital world built on trust, respect, and a shared commitment to responsible online behavior.
For sure.
So to all our listeners out there, stay curious, stay informed, and stay vigilant. And as always, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.